David, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us, David, about your own experience as a working musician since this coronavirus outbreak was declared a pandemic.
Well, yeah, that was kind of crazy, wasn't it? I guess we had finished up the 2020 Music Awards in January, and that's when kind of talk of it hit. And then about 4 weeks after that, everything started shutting down.
Yeah, it wasn't too long after that.
So everything started shutting down and gigs started getting canceled. And it was kind of a crazy time, and it hasn't really stopped, I suppose, has it?
No, it really hasn't. Have you been in contact with other working musicians? What are you hearing from other musicians about their situations?
It's rough for a lot of folks. I'm personally very fortunate, but I'm watching, you know, other musicians and you know, sound techs and just all, you know, people in all areas of the industry, where they don't have any live performances anymore. And, you know, so that's hurting not just the musicians, the performing musicians, but that's also hurting, you know, the venues, and it's hurting the sound, you know, the sound men and the just everybody associated with all that. A lot of people are having a really rough time. I feel for them all. I mean, it's definitely rough for everybody out there right now.
What's your prognosis for the lifeblood of live music and the venues and, you know, the audio crew, like you're talking about the sound techs?
Yeah, well, you know, with all the talk of vaccine and second and third waves and, I'm actually kind of a lot more optimistic right now. I figure by the time we get through, by the time we break into spring, it just seems like everybody's very used to social distancing and masks and increase in, you know, personal hygiene and things of that nature. So I think it'll actually, by the time it gets warm, we should see a lot of venues opening back up, hopefully, and a lot of performances again, and being able to go in and having outdoor shows, of course, helps as well. So I actually think we're going to be doing pretty good here.
How have you found ways to survive as a musician during all this year?
Me personally, well, I wear a lot of hats. I mean, I produced the Music Awards, the Lexington Music Awards, and I co-produce LexiFest. I teach guitar primarily, but, you know, bass and ukulele and music in general, songwriting. So I have students, I have regular students. And plenty of other things. So basically the idea is, you know, I'm wearing enough hats that even though all my personal live performance, money has kind of dried up overnight and has not come back, I have other revenue streams to keep me afloat. So I just had, you know, try to concentrate more on those as we're going and move forward. So a lot of it is just juggling different revenue streams and sort of treating the whole thing as an opportunity as opposed to a hurdle. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get depressed, you know, when you if someone walked in and took a 30-year paycheck, you know, it'd be like, oh no.
Mm-hmm. But I
try to treat that as an opportunity to think creatively and go, well, how can I navigate this new landscape? So I've managed okay. I mean, I'm very fortunate.
I'm talking to Lexington-based musician David McLean. David, you talked about being a teacher as well as a performer. How have these pandemic conditions affected your instruction business?
Well, we're using a virtual model, of course. So we're using any number of everything from pre-recorded videos to, using things like Zoom and Google Meet for like live lessons, like not in the room, obviously, but, you know, live and online resources that we've generated and all manner of thing. So a lot of it is face to face through a screen, you know, but you do do what you have to do.
You're talking about feeling that depression of having your paycheck just kind of yanked out from under you. I know a lot of musicians are feeling really discouraged right now. What advice can you offer them about performing live music in the future? You were talking earlier about how, you know, in the spring you see it becoming, you know, being in a better situation. Any advice for your fellow musicians?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Wear sunscreen to get plenty of sleep. I don't know if I'm one to give advice, but, you know, I just think if we all stay positive and work together and think very creatively about different ways we can keep things rolling. I mean, a lot of the virtual concerts, a lot of that kind of ran its course. I think a lot of people kind of burned a little bit on staring at a screen.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's all sorts of other models that people have floated and are trying, you know, sort of like during warm weather, the drive-in model where you know, project the show up on the screen and, you know, things of that nature. So I think between outdoor things and whatnot, but I really just think it's a matter of sticking together, not being afraid to reach out, you know, even if you're just feeling bummed out and need to talk, you know, because mm-hmm. that's one of the tough things is just that sense of community is hard to keep rolling for anyone in any industry when you're looking at a screen as opposed to sitting in the room with somebody. You know, nobody can pat your shoulder or, you know, whatever. And that's an important thing. Social health is, in my opinion, it's just as important as medical health, you know, or any number of other ways to break that down. So I think it's really important that everybody keeps the line of communications open as far as their mental health goes, and then think creatively so we can figure out ways to get around this.
Musician David McLean, thank you so much, David, for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for having me.